never seen this before. I had no idea this thing existed. And let me tell you something. What the fuck?
I never even heard of it either. I politely asked my fiance. I was like, oh, what would make a good December animation damnation Christmassy thing? She's like, oh, that Rudolph sequel. And I was like, wait, what? I thought Rudolph was one and done.
No, actually, this is kind of the one I grew up on. I've seen this multiple times.
Really?
Yes.
Did you have weird other television in Woodstock?
Yeah, it's like the parallel dimension. I mean, this is really, I guess, when I told you, that's why I'm fucked up, right?
Yeah, that's the reason.
Wait, that's so have you then, because this is an alternate universe where you've seen this,
yeah,
have you not seen the Rudolph one a bunch of times then?
I've seen it, but less.
Weird. Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Steven Sadek and Eric Siska. We're talking about a film from the Rankin and Bass universe.
Franklin and Bash?
No, universe? Rankin and Bass.
Are they lawyers?
No, they make shitty cartoons, stop motion things.
That sounds like a better TNT show.
Yeah, probably. This is Rudolph's Shiny New Year, which came out in 1976, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Man, these Rankin and Bass motherfuckers are just poison. This thing's poison. It's all poison.
No, I love that one Rudolph special.
That's all right.
No, that's my yearly watching it.
No matter what.
Yeah,
see, that's my that's the Peanuts Christmas, man.
I do. Well, I kind of do. I have a couple of those.
Steve just loves Christmas.
I do love Christmas specials. All right, everybody.
Oh, so Hanukkah's not doing it for you.
Then Steve watches Eight Crazy Nights over and over again.
No. Yeah, I know. My the two that have to happen are Peanuts and Rudolph. Some things get shuffled in and out, like your Mickey's Christmas Carol and so on. The Muppets Christmas Carol gets in there sometimes.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, yeah, that's the one for me, I think. Yeah, the Muppets.
You know what all those are not? Is total shit. And that's what this is. Man, so Steve, if you could boil down for everybody, Rudolph's Shiny New Year. What is this about?
So like 10 years or so after the original, they say, that's not the whole story, everybody. That's not the whole Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story. Apparently, he goes on this other adventure wherein he has to save New Year's as well. And there's a lot of stuff about the mechanics of the magic of New Year's that they just kind of plumb make up.
Sure. I mean, this whole idea of, like, the baby New Year.
Yes.
So are you suggesting that the original Christmas one, is it made up?
It's made up, but it's Santa Claus is there.
Made up.
But what he's saying is it is unpopular lore is what we're dealing with
Yukon here. Cornelius?
No, he's made up.
Yeah.
Bumbles are right. Dude, Bumbles are real, though. Bumbles are in the Bible.
Excuse me?
No, they're
the
not.
The fuck's a Bumble?
The fucking abominable snowman.
He's in the Bible?
Oh, I'm sorry. You saw that one less.
Yeah, I did.
The Bumble, dude. The abominable snowman, yeah.
Bumble's bounce.
Wow, right into the Bible.
Oh, he's in
the... They're not in the Bible.
Yeah. Dude, of course a Bumble's not in the Bible.
Oh, you tricked me.
Whoa, no. I think they are there. The Nephilim, right? Those giants?
The frost giants?
Right?
I think you're thinking of Thor. I think you're mistaking Jesus for Thor.
Oh, you know what? I do it all the time. Chris Hemsworth is my god.
So, Santa's like, hey, man, thanks for getting me out of that last jam. I just got a telegram from Father Time.
Who he is close personal friends
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. He's like, oh, apparently New Year's is in trouble. And if we can't find the baby New Year by December 31st, it's going to be December 31st forever, you guys.
Which, you know what? That's cool. You know what I do every December 31st? Eat too much, get drunk, and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty cool.
That's different from any other day of the year.
Wow. Fucking game, set, match, Cisco.
Woo!
That had some heat on it.
Making fun of my Christmas special.
So he's like, hey, Rudolph, by the way, I know I'm omnipotent Santa Claus, but I can't help because this darn blizzard. You got that fun little nose. Go out there and go save New Year's
find
as well.
Find this baby.
Yeah, find this missing baby.
Gone, baby, New Year gone.
And we do get a montage here of Father Time's life because he's apparently less than 1 year old.
Yes.
And I'm just the mechanics of baby time and father time are very bizarre because you know, it like it shows him like, oh, and now it's May, and now he's 4 or 5 years old, and then like summer comes along, and he's starting to be a middle-aged man.
Yeah, and then
and by November he's an old haggard bastard.
And what doesn't come together here really is that Father Time, voiced by Red Skelton, and also sort of modeled to look like Red Skelton, is not acknowledging his own imminent demise.
He's gonna die,
right? And even at the end of the movie, when fucking spoiler alert, the baby New Year is found and saved, he's just alive and he's dancing and he's telling you this story.
Well, that's the thing, is he doesn't die. He's going to go off to his own island of year or whatever in the archipelago of lost time.
Oh,
or
just like Napoleon. He went into exile once he was deposed.
It's a weird, weird bureaucratic system, and they keep making stuff up. And so Rudolph is going through the sands of time. He meets some friends that just immediately disappear. This fucking Sad Sack Camel and General TikTok or whatever.
Well, yeah, the General Ticker.
General Ticker.
And then we have the Great Quarter Past Five, which, as my wife very astutely pointed out, sounds exactly like Bane. Yeah. Oh, hey there, Rudolph. Oh, coming into the desert, I see. I'm like, what the fuck? This camel's got like...
I was
like
born in it.
No one ever leaves the desert. Inch, inch, asa, asa.
It's goddamn ridiculous.
Oh, fucking Moses, you think the desert is your ally? Anyway.
Rudolph, a fucking reindeer rides a camel. Why? He's a reindeer.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny. It's
silly.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll get you to Father Time, Rudolph.
But this guy...
But this bomb will go off and destroy Gotham. I'll watch Egypt burn. Moses?
Where this quarter...
Why is Moses involved?
Because Eric started it. I don't know.
Because he's wandering the desert. Anyway, yeah. I think this guy was in the Bible, right?
The clock camel?
Yeah.
Quarter past five was deaf in the Bible.
Yeah, totally.
Somewhere in the middle there.
Escaped Egypt.
So Father Time gives us the depressing story of his life. And he's like, yeah, by the way, I only live for 1 year and then I get exiled to an island of my year wherein everything is represented or something.
Can you imagine if you went to a place where everything stayed exactly 2000 the entire time?
Yeah, it's called my hometown. I go there.
Swish.
Yeah. Go there around the holidays, actually.
Is everybody just watching The Big Hit over and over again?
Dude, I shit you not. You drive up there, dude. You can still find 311 on the radio. I'm telling you, it's all mixed up.
Boom.
So, yeah.
They had some good tunes.
They did. He's like, all right, well, he's Baby New Year. By the way, unfortunately, we're all horrible here. And Baby New Year has really large ears. And they're just so darn funny. Anyone who looks at them laughs their head off.
And, yeah, you know, let's just keep laughing at, you know, people with deformities. Well, especially laughing at babies.
Well, here's the thing. This baby's only got a year of life.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of. At
it's
least
probably
going to
grow into those ears anyway. Oh, in the public eye, yeah, before he becomes like Trotsky.
Murdered by ice picks. But anyway.
I thought he had a spout of exile.
Well, yeah, he was in Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Or, you know what? Kill this baby with ice picks. I don't care.
Fuck it. But, you know, the thing is, this baby's going to be dead anyway, so who cares? Laugh your head off at it.
But there, he needs to be Baby New Year at least once, Eric.
That's true. One year, he needs to hold office.
He needs to hold office, take all the world's time sins or something.
Now, here's a big flub in this whole story.
Oh, really? You found one?
I think I found a hole in this boat. There is a line that Father Time has where it's like something, something... He's the Baby New Year out of all the Baby New Years. Like, he implies there's other Baby New Years farting around somewhere.
I guess there's a world, there's like maybe like a big nursery with all the Baby New Years to come. I mean, who's the mother? Who's the father? Then where are these things coming from?
What? Well, Jesus.
Well, why can't probably. They, you know, Jesus shits them out. But why can't they just put a new baby New Year in office for that year then? I think they like smash all these other baby New Years with a rock, like old Sparta.
Oh, so it's just like that crop.
Yeah, this is the winner. Like, you will be baby New Year. Smash the others. And they get smashed.
Oh, wow. That's harsh. That's harsh times.
Well, this is all not seen in this cartoon.
So he's like, hey, go check all these billions of islands. There's only been a million years to look at.
Yeah.
And every island has a year. And now we get to my nightmare, which is Eon the fucking buzzard.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying. This thing's terrifying. Mm-hmm. It's a disgustingly made puppet, first of all. And, like, gross-looking puppet. I got a problem with puppets in general, most puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, like, Muppets, like, you know, professional-grade puppets. But, like...
these are... Yeah.
These
things are disgusting. They're garbage. Okay?
Pro-grade.
Listen, you can see... Like, I had a DVD of this. You can see, like, the glue holding the arms on these fuckers. Yeah. This ain't professional grade.
Well, the production value is much worse than the first one, I'll tell you that much.
Totally.
Rankin and Bass were fucking cooking the books on this one.
Well, as I recall, though, like, the little drummer boy looks like garbage. That's a real shitty-looking one.
Well, 8 out of 10 Rankin and Bass are pure trash.
Yeah.
Like, pure, pure trash.
Right. Dude, you look through those IMDb bios, yeah. And there's some sketchy shit on there.
The TNT show?
The Mad Monster Party?
Oh, Mad Monster Party's awesome.
I never saw it.
Is that professional grade puppets?
No, it looks like shit. It all looks like shit. It's just varying degrees of shit.
Right. So Eon the fucking buzzard's like, hey man, I'm going to steal that baby. And they're like, hey, why? And he's like, because if I don't, my Eon is coming up. I only live for one Eon, and then I turn into, get ready for it, snow and ice.
Hey, sure. You know what? Hey, sure.
And they're like, yeah, his Eon's coming up. It's going to end at the beginning of the new year. And I'm kind of curious myself. I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, well, is this Eon like... you know, World War II to maybe like post Watergate America. Wait, maybe
no. Like an eon's what, like 1,000 years or something?
They say it's
that's a millennium.
Yeah, an eon is just kind of an indescribable amount of time. You could just say
is it really?
I think so. I just made it. Yeah, maybe.
Don't know and wasn't really thinking too much about
well,
it.
Well, at least in the Rudolph special.
Okay,
like,
in the world of the film.
It's an indefinable amount of time, and, you know, his is just up, everybody, and it's going to end on New Year's Eve. So he's going to kidnap that baby and keep it alive in seclusion.
But my thing was, what happens if he just kills it?
Yeah, that's a good
question. He's a big, huge buzzard with big, huge buzzard claws.
Uh-huh.
Squish it like a grape. Throw it into the ice water that you live nearby. He lives on like a big, like, icy mountaintop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you do to babies.
Sure. Like, if you killed the baby New Year, would another one just be like, how's it going? Like, right away?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe all time would stop and it's December 31st forever and you're just listening to that Counting Crows song forever and ever.
Oh, man. Fucking speaking of shoot me in the head.
Well, that's the thing.
It's a long December, man.
This does encapsulate the depression of the new year, because there's another song about, like, everybody gets old sometimes and dies, the good years are behind you, and try and hold on to those. Doot, 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 doot.
Father Time's just being a drama queen, because in a year, there'll be a new baby ready to take the fucking mantle, so it's like one year gets repeated.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, who gives? That happens at least once a decade.
And for the...
Is 1989 that different than 1988? Question mark.
No.
Yes or no?
Yeah, exactly. Is 2015 going to be any different than 2016? I really doubt it.
Probably not. We're going to have, you know, Marvel movies up the ass, just like every, you know, it's the same
bunch
shit.
Of clowns in Washington.
Endless wars, you know, it's there.
Shootings every single weekend.
Totally. It's all the same shit.
That's not going to change.
Stop whining, Father Time. And the fucking scythe that you're carrying around, by the way, he's got a weapon in this movie.
It's creepy. That's like Grim Reaper tech.
That is Reaper tech, and I don't know why he's flaunting it around. What do you need that for, Red Skelton? Speaking of Red Skelton, by the way, I did want to point this out. Two things. One, the songs and music in this movie are absolute garbage.
Uh-huh. terrible.
100% terrible. Terrible, terrible,
not,
terrible.
Not like, again, and I'm going to be the guy, not like that first one.
No.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. You can put that on right now. I'll be dancing.
Silver and Gold. I'll fucking cry in my whiskey glass listening to that song.
I think there's a little bit of nostalgia going on in this room.
Oh, the nostalgia critic just showed up.
The other thing I was going to say is all the dudes making this thing, all the voices, and we're talking Frank Gorshin, Red Skelton, the dude, I can't remember his name, he was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. These are all dudes that went to their grave using the word show business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they you know what I mean?
They lived in a you want to talk about eons. This is a different eon.
It's a different eon. And let me tell you, listening to the songs and the vocal performances here, you can smell the scotch and cigarettes coming off the screen with this fucking thing. It is so of its time. Like, that's why, like, even though this thing is trash,
yeah,
I find it so watchable because I just, like, throw myself back into, like, Mad Men-esque feeling, you know? And it's just like, I can't, like, Frank Gorshin was quoted as saying he recorded all of his lines in a day.
Oh,
you
course.
Know that was booze and nicotine fueled. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
And just Frank Gorshin just drunk trying to do the voice of this night. Like, he could give a flying shit about this thing.
One of my favorite stories about that era is the old Batman show, how Burgess Meredith, they had, like, they would allow him to play the Penguin whenever he was in town, in quotation marks. So I just imagine, like, Burgess Meredith at 4 o'clock in the morning crashing into the producer's house, Bill Dozier's house, like, come on, let's start shooting.
Quack, quack, Bill. I'm in town, baby.
I'm on methamphetamines. I'll be up for 3 days. You get me till then I go to sleep.
His butler comes in to see what the noise is, and Burgess Meredith beats him to death. That was a cover-up that took the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What a time to be alive. Absolutely. In Hollywood making these shitty Rankin and Bass movies.
That would be the best.
So they get on a fucking whale called Big Ben.
Oh, my God.
The camel and the general just go away.
I think they died.
I think
the
they
deleted
died.
Scene.
The sands of time.
They were swallowed by the sands of time. It was a time storm.
We go to Dinosaur Island, which is 1 million BC.
Oh,
we get some.
There's a caveman that I wanted to see dead by the end credits.
Yeah, talking in a cute little caveman voice.
Pretty obnoxious. Wasn't there, like, it kind of reminded me, there was a cartoon of, like, a caveman that looked like a long, like an oval coconut. You know what
are you talking
about? Holding
about,
the bat. And
yeah.
Like
Captain Caveman, which was on.
Yeah,
the
I think so.
Flintstones Junior or the Young Flintstones.
Oh, dude, we got to get into fucking Hanna-Barbera.
Mm-hmm.
We have to.
That is an untapped resource for animation damnation.
So he sings a funny song about rainbows or something. And he's like, oh, yeah, I did see that. And this is the trope of this movie. It's like, oh, yeah, that you just missed that baby. He came by. We all laughed at his big, stupid ears.
Oh, you just missed that baby. A bunch of adults just laughed at it and it ran away.
And dinosaurs are laughing at this baby. Honest to goodness, and the funny thing is, the narration by Red Skelton is just like, and they couldn't help it because the ears made them laugh so much. They didn't mean to be cruel. They're not cruel, are they? If they just laugh at someone's ears. Actually, that's the definition of cruel.
Also, big ears aren't funny.
No, they're not.
There's nothing funny about that.
And you know what? The message of the first Rudolph special is it's okay to be gay, first and foremost.
Yeah.
It's like, or, quote-unquote, a dentist. Or, you know, like, if you're a misfit, you'll go to college and you'll figure the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically what it is.
You're going to get out of Eric's hometown and you're going to see the world.
Well, the thing is, the message of this one, it's okay to be different. You can have a deformity that people laugh at you like I had, and it made me feel kind of good, actually, when I was growing up watching the end of this.
But I don't know, though, because then everyone's laughing at the end. It's like, oh,
get used to it, kid.
That's what it is, though. It's learn to laugh at it yourself. It the message of this is tough tit. That's what it is, dude. Tough titty.
Dude, that's been the message of every corner of my life. Every turn we make in this life, it's a tough tit.
Then they go to Island 1023 for some reason, where all fairy tales are real, question
Island
mark.
Island 237.
St- Stephen King Island?
Dude, it's just an island of wrinkled, naked, dead ladies coming out of bathtubs.
Oh, it's that It Follows Island that they went to Richard Branson's island that's been overrun by It Follows demons. Yep. That's Island.
Oh, man, Island 1981 with Jason Voorhees running wild on it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Island 1941 with John Belushi running all over it.
Or Hitler. I mean, like, what happens on Island 1941? Exactly. So, basically, in this, and there's a big prolonged sequence with the three bears where Red Skelton is playing Baby Bear, and that's embarrassing.
Oh, that's really embarrassing. Apparently, he was reprising the same voice he used as some character called Junior.
I'm sure.
Pardon me for not being completely fluent in the career of Red Skelton.
For not being 100 years old.
I did see him on the Carson show a couple times. Oh, well, the thing is, this is where the part of the movie where it's like, we're just going to start rolling with Baby New Year for a while.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, Baby New Year's supposed to be missing.
Yes.
I'm signing on because it's called Rudolph's Shiny Fucking New Year, mm-hmm. and where's that goddamn reindeer?
Also, I don't think you're allowed to have a movie that has the three bears and dinosaurs in it. I'm just gonna say that right
now. A giant talking whale and a camel with a clock in its arm.
Nope.
It's just, and you know what else? Benjamin fucking Franklin.
Well, that's yeah, because he lives in what was like
1776 Island.
Yeah,
where every day is the 4th of July. Again, shoot me in the head.
We got to put that in this cartoon so that none of them foreigners can like this.
Well, it's the bicentennial. Better get ready, everybody.
Yeah. Man, how annoying must have that been?
I can't even imagine it.
Yeah,
just
obnoxious.
Every day someone's talking about America.
And there's a big song about how great America is. They neglect to talk about slavery for some reason. I don't know why. And there's a big,
just how several institutions neglect to talk about slavery today.
Just like,
what
just,
did those idiots change it to? African workers?
What?
The history books? I believe this was a Tejas thing.
Oh, God.
We took the word slave out and they were workers. Oh, man. Was God bless America indeed.
Now, was Tejas claimed to have been not a, was it a slave state or was it one of them like, we'll track them down for you?
You know, I don't know.
Either way, they're complicit. Go on.
And again, all they're like, oh, yeah, come on, Baby New Year, you got to take your hat off. First of all, everyone loves Baby New Year when they see him. Like, oh, he's such a sweet little baby. Let's hang out with this baby.
It is pretty goddamn adorable, this puppet.
And then they're like, oh, the flag's coming out. You better take your hat off. Come on, Baby New Year, show respect for the flag. And begrudgingly, he does. And everyone, including Ben fucking Franklin's laughing at this baby.
Just laughing at a baby.
That baby,
man,
should have burned the flag.
I think he's got a right to at that point.
Burn Ben Franklin's fucking house to the ground. Also, am I to believe that this is the ghost of Ben Franklin? Is that what's going on?
No, he's the Father Time of 1776.
Oh, that's why he only lived 1 year.
Oh. And that's why he, and as was the style of the time, he was a Ben Franklin impersonator. Whatever.
So,
And he picks up a knight from the 1023 and Ben Franklin, and now we've got our own little mad monster party going on.
Right, and the knight is Frank Gorshin.
Yes.
And so, blibbity blow, let's get to the end of this fucking thing. We are on an icy mountain.
Sure, that's where Eon lives.
Yeah, the buzzard is like, got Baby New Year up there, and he's going to keep him forever. Rudolph goes up there.
Well, first of all of his friends get put into snowballs, and you want to talk about poor production design. Rudolph... Everyone's frozen in snowballs, and the buzzard's like, I can go to sleep now because everyone's fucking dead. And he goes to sleep, and Rudolph's nose burns through it. But what happens is, let's just put a Christmas light in a styrofoam ball. It's so obvious. It's amazing.
Dude, we're sitting there, and my wife goes, wait, his nose gets hot?
Hot to the touch, that nose is.
I guess so.
It would have been better if everyone just got, if this Eon got bumble fucked, right?
The bumble comes out? Because there were pals at the end of it.
Dude, that's the thing.
Deus Ex Bumble, dude.
Dude, Yukon Cornelius comes in riding that fucking bumble.
Mm-hmm.
The bumble beats this vulture to death.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
End credits. Happy New Year to everybody.
I'm finished.
Yukon Cornelius is cooking and eating it over the end credits.
Oh, yeah. Vultures are great. Yum, yum.
There's also a dumb cartoon, an honest-to-goodness cartoon sequence.
Oh, right.
Because they kind of retcon this movie because Rudolph is older at the end of it, and they don't make mention. It's like Yukon Cornelius like got held up in contract negotiations, and they couldn't use him. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So, maybe it's like a – is it a – No, it's not really an epilogue because he's grown up like in most of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And so basically, Rudolph tells Baby New Year while the vulture's asleep, "Is like, hey, you got to embrace yourself. Let me sing you my song. Here this goes." And he's like, "Oh, that's cool. Take your ears off." He laughs at him anyway. Even Rudolph, the most bruised by the hatred of others,
yep,
has to laugh at this fucking kid because it's so funny.
And this is when he's basically like, "Well, tough tit, Baby New Year, because it's fucking funny." And the baby is just like, "Yeah, I guess so, Rudolph.
I guess no. You know, that's what the moral of the story is. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Oh man, you can say what you want. I don't care who you are. That's a funny word.
You know what? It grin and bear it. All right."
Hey, Rudolph, here's your sign.
I don't care who you are. I can say that word in my own house. Okay, that's a funny word. And so basically, the baby takes his hat off. He's like, "Keep it off forever. You're beautiful," or something.
They get the vulture to start laughing at the baby.
And then the vulture just like, "All right, that was funny. I agree to turn into ice and snow and die."
No, he doesn't, right? Because he's laughing so hard and laughing forever, apparently.
They're like, "Well, now he's laughing and he won't have to turn into ice and snow, but you can still be Father Time." And okay, credits, here you come. Well, it makes no sense.
Well, it's like you get Joker gassed for the rest of time because they're like, "Oh, the laughter is going to keep him warm. Therefore, he won't turn into ice and snow."
And again, I say, big ears aren't funny. So I don't know how this buzzard is laughing for eternity.
They have to get him home, by the way. So this all happens. It's like, "Oh, we got to get him home within the 12 bongs of the New Year's sign."
Yeah.
So one happens like gong, gong, and like bongs. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, fucking bongs right in this screenplay.
And if you watch this, you might want to have one handy.
Oh, you'll need one.
Oh, just a couple of tall glasses of water, to say the least. And also, they're like, "How the fuck are we going to get back in time?" Santa pulls up, and he's like, "Here's my sleigh. Get in. And Rudolph, you get up front, and you fucking lead this again. You're not done working yet, reindeer." And I'm like, wait a second. Were you watching them the whole time? Why didn't you intervene at any point? Santa's just been,
yeah.
He's the Phantom Menace, observing from afar, manipulating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, it's amazing. He's like, "I can't see through all this snow." That's not a factor at all in this movie. That happens for 2 seconds. He's in the desert the next scene.
Dude, clear as day, next shot they're in that desert. I was like, "Fuck you, Santa, you're just tired."
Yeah, I mean, the lore of Santa is that he's always watching. He watches you while you sleep.
Anybody else look excited for that Krampus movie? I kind of am.
Not really.
Yeah, I guess I'm the only one. It's fine.
It's whatever. I don't know. It might be good. Yeah. I'm not, like, not excited about it. I'm just not thinking about it ever.
I just think it could be fun.
I'll say this. I went to see Crimson Peak in the theater, and they had a preview for it. And the preview appears as if, like, they don't really know what kind of a movie they want it to be.
That's fair.
At least in the preview, it's totally all over the place, to the point where when the preview was over with, the audience was so confused that one guy was like, "What?" And the whole theater started laughing as if like he didn't understand if it was a real movie or not.
I mean, it's got to be a comedy, right?
I think it's a horror movie, though.
Well, I see Adam Scott, I just start giggling.
Yeah. Oh, well, Dave Koechner's in it, too, exactly. I think. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's probably going to be like a horror comedy kind of thing. I don't know. Was anybody embarrassed watching this? Because that's the end of it, by the way.
Thoroughly, yeah, sure. It was, you know, I'm glad I saw it, I guess. Apparently there's another one with Frosty.
Frosty, they're doing something.
I guess there's a trilogy of these fuckers, you know? That's what happens when you make one movie that's a movie into a trilogy. The second and third one ain't so good.
I was not embarrassed in the least. This is a beloved holiday classic.
The Ziska compound.
That's right.
I wouldn't say that I was embarrassed, because again, I will watch these Rankin and Bass things till the cows come home, because it's like time traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there with them drinking that scotch and smoking four packs of cigarettes while recording this shit. I'm totally there.
I wish we had smell-o-vision.
It would smell pretty fucking rank in Bass. That is animation damnation, gang, until the new year, when Baby New Year kicks in and...
A new child dies fast to live.
So we can make fun of more cartoons. Steve, do you have anything in the pipe on Animation Damnation that you can tease the audience with?
Well, we're coming up with January, right? Are we doing something from this year or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I got to look into that. I will say, no matter what, Centurions is coming up.
Centurions. Really, oh, yeah.
Centurions is coming up. We're going to take another visit to Transformer Land because it's been too long. We only did that once. And some other fun stuff in the works there.
In 2016, Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera is certainly something. Maybe a Scooby-Doo, because those...
Right.
That was on at my sister's house over Thanksgiving. I'm like, man, what was anybody smoking?
Or, dude, Flintstones meets the Jetsons or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, actually, do you want to say what... Because this is Animation Damnation 20-something.
Oh, yeah, the 25th.
Do you want to say what the 25th one is going to be?
The 25th episode will be the DuckTales movie.
Oh, shit. So until 2016, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zeta.
Eric Siska.
Happy New Year.